about you, but I read the Bible sometimes and I say, what did that say? And I go back and I read it again and I say, well, how do I bring that together? In my early days, I would read the book of 1 John quite often. When I was a young Christian, I would been challenged to read the book of 1 John every day for 30 days. Because that's the book that tells you whether you really have salvation or not. Has Christ really come into your life? And a passage of scripture that would always bother me and bring a dilemma in my life was 1 John 3:6, 1 John 5:18, and 1 John 1:8, which I want to read this morning and then ask a few questions as we look at it briefly. In 1 John 3:6, he says this, "No one who lives in him keeps on sinning, and no one continues to sin has either seen him or known him." And then in 1 John 5:18, he says, "We know that anyone who is born of God does not continue to sin." But then he says in 1 John 1:8, "If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us." Now, I don't know about you, but in my simple mind, that would bring a dilemma. And I didn't quite understand what John was trying to say. But I really believe the answer is found, of course, in 1 John 2:15. "Do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him." I really believe what John was trying to say to the Gnostics is simply this. Where is your passion? Is your passion for the things of the world? Then you need to really ask some hard questions. Am I truly saved? Or is your passion for the things of God? Because if your passion is for the things of God, you will persevere. You will live the life that God wants you to live. Not that you won't struggle. Not that you won't have sin in your life that we need to confess daily. But there will be an overwhelming desire in your heart to be what God wants you to be. And I believe with all my heart this is what Calvin meant when he talked about the perseverance of the saints. Where is our passion this morning? Is it for the things of God, or is it for the things of the world? My prayer for all of us and for myself is that daily we would die to what we want and live for a cause greater than ourselves. Let's pray. Father, I ask that you would give us a greater desire for you, a greater hunger for you. Lord, we know that we battle and that we sin every single day. We don't want to as true believers. We don't desire to. But as Paul said, the good that I want to do, that I don't do. But the very evil I don't want to do, I end up doing. Oh, wretched man that I am. Who will deliver us from this body of death? Thanks be to God through his Son Jesus that we have been given eternal life. I pray, Father, that we would take deep introspection into our lives and ask, what is the things in my life that need to change? What is in this old man that daily needs to say, I have been crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ who lives in me. Lord, I pray by your grace that daily we become the instrument that you want us to be. Help us to hate sin, Lord. In your name, amen.